421 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo H. Frank, 389. The death of Christ on the cross, as it is said, when he suffered that agony, he said to the thief, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." And unless our religion is a fraud and a farce, if it teaches anything, it is that man, though he may be a thief, may be rehabilitated, and enjoy a good character, and the confidence of the people among whom he lives. And this man Dalton, according to the unimpeached testimony of these people who have known him in DeKalb and Fulton since he left that crowd back yonder, where he was a boy, and probably wild and did things that were wrong, they tell you that today he is a man of integrity, notwithstanding the fact that he is sometimes tempted to step aside with a woman who has fallen so low as Daisy Hopkins. Did we sustain him? By more witnesses by far than you brought here to impeach him, and by witnesses of this community, witnesses that you couldn't impeach to save your life. Did we sustain him? We not only sustained him by proof of general good character, but we sustained him by the evidence of this man, C.T. Maynard, an unimpeached and unimpeachable witness, who tells you, not when Newt Lee was there during the 3 weeks that Newt Lee was there, but that on a Saturday afternoon in June or July 1912, he saw with his own eyes this man Dalton go into that pencil factory with a woman. Corroboration of Conley? Of course, it's corroboration. The very fact, gentlemen of the jury, that these gentlemen conducting this case failed absolutely and ingloriously even to attempt to sustain this woman, Daisy Hopkins, is another corroboration of Conley. But ah, Mr. Rosser said he would give so much to know who it was that dressed this man Conley up this man about whom he fusses, having been put in the custody of the police force of the city of Atlanta. Why, if you had wanted to have known, and if you had used one half the effort to ascertain that fact that you used when you sent somebody down yonder, I forget the name of the man to Walton County,